All right, so ready for today's topic?
Yes, I definitely am. Can't wait.
So today I want to talk about how we reconnect socially in a world that is feeling more and more fractured.
Okay, so creating connection today.
Yeah, and I'm sure in our short podcast we're going to like really solve all the world's problems, but it's something that keeps coming up with clients, and so I thought it might be worth talking about on the podcast.
So creating connection is like one of those, like, that's one of those Blanford things. Like, that's something we do well.
Yes.
Right? So what are you talking about when you're talking about creating connections?
Well, and I'm like, I think we do it well. Yeah. I guess we're the judges of that. And I just think being in meaningful relationships with other humans, I think while a lot of us feel like the pandemic is very far behind us, because of the work that I do, I am still seeing the aftermath of especially relationship fractures.
Interesting.
So much isolation that people experienced. And so also, we just lost, I will speak for myself, I lost social skills, right? I was not in social environments. As an introvert, those environments can be tricky for me to begin with. Then you like, I'm not with people for a couple years. Like, how do I do this? How do I engage in meaningful relationship? And I think there's a lot that we will learn about what the pandemic taught us and how it impacted us socially and mental health and all the things. I think anecdotally, in the work that I'm doing, of course, there are always people who have just figured it out.
Yeah.
And I work with people who oftentimes have that isolation piece. They don't know how to move on from that. Like, how do I reintegrate into the world? Maybe I worked in an office and now I'm working at home.
Yeah.
I don't even like interact with humans. And some people really enjoyed that. And I think some people are like, I did really enjoy that. And now I realize I don't see anyone ever.
Yeah.
And so I think trying to navigate as humans, how do I reconnect with other people? How do I build social relationships? I just think it's tricky.
Yeah. It's interesting that you go back to the pandemic, because I feel like there's this sense in that most people feel that like that is kind of behind us. That sort of thing doesn't affect us anymore. And yet you're here saying that the people you see are still affected by the pandemic. So what is up with that disconnect, I guess?
Well, I mean, I think some of us just don't want to talk about
That's fair.
How the pandemic impacted you. And so it's just honestly easier to not think about it.
Yeah.
I still think about, like, just weird things make me think about that experience. One of our children needed Valentine's, and I'd done most of the Valentine's, but did a Target run. And like the Valentine's aisles had been ravaged there was literally nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
So wild that I took a picture and sent it to you. And I was like, it's like the pandemic. Mm. And I didn't realize till I was standing there looking at empty aisles for Valentine's. We're not talking about food or toilet paper.
right.
And I noticed in my body like, oh, my body has a reaction to
like
seeing
a scarcity mindset or something.
Yes,
right?
To seeing empty shelves. Mm-hmm. I also think there are things of like, we also moved in the pandemic across the country, which we are not the only ones. And it's things like, oh, we're connected differently at our youngest elementary school because, you know, there were just some factors.
Well, and we didn't have at our old elementary school, we had two kids that had gone through. We, you know, you connect, you learn teachers' names, you meet other parents, and then you start over at a new school and you're like, I know nobody. And like, yes. What do I do?
And we have three kids at three schools right. And it's harder to connect. And yeah, so I think there are so many places like that where there was just built-in connection. We also walked to our kids' school every day for drop-off and pickup. So you saw people in your neighborhood. Now we're in this different place of, so to me, these are where these social disconnects have happened for us.
Yeah.
Right? That I think other people could identify like, oh, maybe some of those things happened for me as well. And so there were just some shifts in how we operated in the world. Mm-hmm. And I notice those things.
Yeah.
I also think within the pandemic, you may not remember, you know, there was also like some political challenges going on, racial things going on, and just so much fracturing. Do you vaccinate? Do you not vaccinate? Do you mask? Do you not mask? And so there's so much that I think we couch in the, when I say, oh, the pandemic, and what I really mean is all the ways that fractured
us. Yeah, I think that's really helpful to think through, because there was a lot of stuff stacked on top of each other. But there's this sense like, OK, well, all that's in the past. So that obviously doesn't affect me anymore. Right. Let's move on. Let's get past it. And yet people are like keep feeling stuck and like not really realizing why. And there's like tangible things to kind of that just haven't been processed. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so I think, you know, maybe you're listening and you're like, huh, I do have some stuckness, or my social engagement patterns have changed.
Right.
What do I do with that?
Yeah.
And so I think part of this is, again, this reflective work that I always talk about is even reflecting on how am I showing up? And is this how I want to be showing up? And so I think even...
Sorry, can you... Showing up. What do you mean showing up?
Man, always making me unpack my therapy terms.
Well, I feel like showing up could mean a lot of things, but like, yes, I think you mean it in a very specific way.
I do mean it. Thank you. I just, as a human, am I presenting the healthiest, most whole version of me when I'm interacting with you, kids, community people, my clients? Like, right. I want to be showing up as the best version of me. And I think sometimes if we don't address some of the stuckness or the relational fractures that we've experienced over the last 5 years and may currently be experiencing, you may also not be aware the world is still kind of fractured.
I haven't heard. I know. I don't watch anything ever. Smart. I just sit in the house with just the two of us. We're just in the house. That's all we do. So.
So I think like part of the reason that this is coming up still for clients is there is pandemic stuff that was not addressed, and the current state of the world is triggering.
Yeah.
You know, I often talk about it's pushing into somewhere that's bruised or tender, mm-hmm, that we've just kind of come to like live with that bruise or that tenderness. And then a world event kind of pushes into that place and is that reminder of like, oh, that still hurts. Like, I still have some discomfort around this.
So you're saying even if we kind of feel like we're over it, perhaps, but something else kind of happens, it like kind of reinflames like that stuff and can really show us where we're okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so I think there is a normal response to say the world feels so scary right now, mm-hmm, it's easier to be in solitude. It's easier to not have a conversation that could further fracture things.
Yeah.
And so often what I'm doing in therapy with my clients is talking about how do we have some of those conversations that are feeling tricky? And not in a, you know, like, okay, I'm going to pretend to be your, you know, parent and you talk to me, but thinking about what are the key points that you want to address? How do you, is this actually worth having a conversation about? Or is this something that you need to address inside of you? And that will actually bring repair to the relationship. I also think sometimes when there's fracture in relationship.
Yeah.
Our first thought is, I need to have this conversation with this person, and I need to share my point of view, and I need to express everything that I, and sometimes I sit with people, we process it through, and it's like, okay, how do we have that conversation?
Right.
Sometimes we sit in that and we come to the conclusion that the conversation you want to have may not actually be possible.
Right.
So how can you show up in that relationship with the boundaries and parameters that you feel comfortable with to move forward with less like fracture?
Yeah.
And does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm trying to put myself in that situation because I don't know that I've ever like really had a fracture in a relationship and be like, I just need to sit down with this person and figure it out. I'm always like, we'll probably never talk about that again. Like it's easier to like not talk about those things. So I like would err on the side of, yeah, they just won't be able to hear me, but maybe there's some fractured, you know, relationships maybe stay fractured because I'm not willing to sort of like step in. So it feels like there's not a clear cut way of going about things.
Right.
Yeah.
Which also
makes it really hard.
It makes it really hard. Yeah. And I think that's why it's so much easier to turn inward.
Right.
Because it's like, well, if I just don't try to reconnect in any of these relationships right. that feel fragile to me, I'm isolated, but I'm not having to deal with the consequences of a communication misstep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go down that rabbit hole then. Why not just stay isolated?
Well, I think as humans, that's not great for us.
I know this is a softball, but I feel like it's worth saying, like,
the importance of community. We're meant for connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and we live in a world, again, that the pandemic highlighted of, you know, we worked from home. We could have our groceries delivered. You got takeout brought to your car from a local restaurant. Like, and then the world adapted.
Well, people were scary.
Yes.
Right? You're all walking around like covering your faces. And yes. like, you know, you see somebody out on the sidewalk. And even though you're outside, you're like walking on
two different sides of the street.
Right. Just making sure like I can't be around people. You know, it's
right. Yeah. And so again, I want to normalize, like, of course it is hard to show back up right. in the world, to reconsider relationships, because the world has the world has moved on. And I think sometimes it feels tricky if you're in a different place and it feels like everyone else
yeah.
can socialize again. Everyone else
well, that's
has
what you
a community.
See on media.
Right.
Right. You're seeing all these other people. Oh, they have tons of friends, all yes. this stuff, right?
Yes.
Nobody's posting them at home, like constantly on the couch. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Like, or, hey, I'm really wanting a friend to have dinner with.
Right.
Will you be my friend? Like,
yeah.
those things are vulnerable. And so I think it's starting with being a human right now is challenging.
Yeah.
And you probably, there is a likelihood that you have some sort of fractured relationship, or there's fear that you are going to say something in the current climate that would fracture something.
Right.
And so acknowledging what that is for you, and then what does it look like to move forward? Mm. What is connection like yeah. in a fractured world? And I think sometimes it's just starting.
Mm. Unpack that.
Like, what feels easiest for you?
Okay.
Sometimes that's, I'm just going to go be in places where other people are. So maybe it's, I'm going to go to the local coffee shop with a book, and I'm going to sit there for 30 minutes and just try to reacclimate to a space that has people in it. This isn't, are you feeling isolated and in a place of broken relationship? Go spend, you know, a weekend with your family
yeah.
or something.
Right.
Like, some people are at the place that it is just reacclimating to spaces with people because they have so isolated themselves.
Yeah. Well, even like, I mean, you could work at a coffee shop or, you know.
Yes.
Right. I mean, that's an easy way yes. if your job allows for that. And if you are home, like I'm home all the time. And I find that just even being in a different space helps me feel more free. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think then start at the place where the relation, like a relationship that feels easier.
Yeah.
Right? Don't start with like, this is the hardest relationship to try to reconnect. Where is there somewhere that maybe it's not a fracture, there's just some distance.
Yeah.
Right? You, again, and I keep using the word and the language fracture. Mm. This doesn't have to be like we are on opposite sides of the political aisle and can't come to terms. Sometimes this is we have small children who are involved in activities and it's been, you know, 3 months since we've been together. That is a fracture in relationship.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same, right? If you're not in constant community, like it's easy to just sort of drift apart. Yeah.
And so I think sometimes it's even acknowledging, while I would like to believe I'm self-sufficient and can do all the things and just be at home all the time, acknowledging like I am built for connection and community. Right. And if that has been missing, how do I reconnect with that? Or how do I create it where I am? Like, okay, your kid has football every Saturday morning. Can we go as families to lunch afterwards?
Right.
How am I building connection, right? If you invite the whole team, somebody's going to be able to go.
Right.
And I think there's just ways that like, this isn't, oh my gosh, I need to start a new club or I need a new hobby. It's where in your life are there already opportunities that maybe because of busyness, because of the state of the world, because of pandemic, because of, you've just kind of distanced yourself from social relationships. And how do you re-engage?
Do you think part of not engaging in that way is a fear of rejection?
100%.
So how do you navigate maybe having that fear?
I mean, I think, okay, God, I really do have a soapbox like every time we talk.
We're doing the podcast until JJ gets on a soapbox. That's like my one thing. So, you know,
I kind of feel like there's so many dynamics interpersonally that don't really change after high school.
Yeah. I feel that.
Right. I mean, still, if we host a big event, there is still that nervousness. What if no one shows up?
Right.
What if all the people who said they were coming don't? Like, we all feel that vulnerability. Mm. We all...
Wait, every person?
Every person.
Even the people that you think don't feel that vulnerability?
Yes.
You're sure?
100%.
Okay. All right. Well, because it's easy to think like everybody else has it together and it's me that's a loser and can't,
right.
You know, like we always look inwardly like, oh my gosh, I struggle with this, but nobody else seems to.
Yes.
Right.
And I think everyone feels that vulnerability. Yeah. And so again, that idea of high school stuff of like, it is that what lunch table do I sit at?
Right.
Do I have to go to this thing alone? Like we all feel that. And while we create relationships and all the things, when we're in a vulnerable state, I think we revert back to those high school feelings of, does anybody like me enough to actually show up?
Right.
And so I think it's acknowledging, for instance, I think if you're in an office, is there a communal space that it's like, hey, everybody on Fridays, we eat lunch at 12.
Yeah.
Like, put that out. Maybe no one comes. And maybe you get to sit and get to know a couple of coworkers better.
Yeah.
At my office, before I started the practice, we had a dining table in our office. And we all were eating lunch at our desks. And we were like, this is so dumb. Why don't we all go sit? But it was this mindset of like, we're going to work while we eat, which we weren't really working well. Like you're eating.
Yeah.
And so it was this, and we didn't do it every day, but oftentimes on Fridays, we would all just sit and have our lunch at the table at the front of the office. And it was like, oh, we feel more connected to one another to do that. Yeah. I keep talking about food because I think that's such an easy connector, and everybody has to eat.
That is very true.
Right. And so it's, where are the places, like, is that an easy connector for you of, oh, our kids are, school is having a fundraiser at Chick-fil-A on Thursday. We don't really know families at school. Let's go on Thursday and see who we can meet in the madness of those school fundraiser dinners. But I think if our eyes are open to the possibility of connection, and we're curious about how do I reintegrate this into my life, there are so many opportunities. How are we taking those opportunities?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's just small things, right? It doesn't have to be giant. Things. You don't have to plan forever. You know, what can you do now?
Right. And like, it's spring. Spring break is coming. Is there a parent that you could connect with to get your kids together for a play date during this break? Like at the park. You don't even have to clean your house. You can go, well, I guess if you live in Texas, it will be warm enough to go to the park.
Yeah, fair.
I don't know that that's true across the U.S. But I just think it's not as hard as we... I think let me backtrack that. We can get so caught up in all the steps that it could take to reconnect socially.
Yeah.
That we just feel too scared and don't do anything. So what's the tiniest step?
So get cut through overthinking.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I also often tell my clients, where's your bar? Lower it and then lower it again. I think sometimes it's like, well, if I'm going to invite someone to a play date, I should clean the house and I should make a nutritious, allergy-friendly snack. And it's like, no. Bring some snacks, go to the park, have some water. Right. Like it's so much easier. And I think we put expectations on ourselves that are so unrealistic that then we choose not to, we overwhelm ourselves before we get to the thing that we actually want. If we want connection, how am I making that happen? Let me remove all the barriers to that. Like, and just focus on that connecting piece.
Yeah, I think that's really helpful. One other kind of final question comes to mind because we kind of started with this and I don't know if we unpacked it all the way, but I just wonder, are there ways of knowing whether that relationship is one that I should pursue or one that maybe needs to fall by the wayside?
I mean, honestly, I think therapy could be a really great way to process that.
Okay.
I think if you're unsure, and I think therapy is great to process. I also think sometimes we think about relationships as these, or choices in relationship as black and white.
Yeah.
There is so much gray. We can say, right now, I'm taking a step back from this relationship. I'm not cutting you off. I'm not going no contact, but I may create some distance.
A boundary. Whoa, we're back. We're back to boundaries.
Always back to boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think sometimes we get hung up on, well, what should I do? What, like, it's okay to sit in that and to process a little bit with a therapist, by yourself, with a friend.
Yeah.
I think sometimes those strained relationships feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like to sit in discomfort. And so instead of sitting in that discomfort and whatever's happening in the relationship, we jump forward to resolution. And sometimes, like, in our jumping, we cause further fracture because we just don't actually want to be uncomfortable.
Right.
And so I don't like feeling uncomfortable. I'm going to jump to a quote unquote solution. And if I'm making that choice from like a place of stress, that solution may not actually be helpful or worthwhile.
Right. Right. Okay.
So, I mean, to me, the takeaway is it's okay to sit in that and think about it.
Yeah.
And then if it's like, I'm not sure that I know, find a therapist.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Why is this fracture happening? Is it something that could be recovered? Is it something that you need to do some work yourself?
Yeah.
So that you can be healthy in that relationship. And so I think you are worth doing the work to be a healthy human who can connect with others.
That's good. That's good. I think we covered everything.
Everything as promised.
Yeah.
Answered all the questions.
That's right. But I think that, I just want to go back to like connections, just such an important part of just our mental health. And if we're not connecting and we, you know, it's easy to get just kind of like in that mode where it's easy to just stay disconnected and just keep going, you know, because you don't know what else to do. And I just encourage everybody, if you don't have connection, that just, you know, what's that one step?
And I think with baby steps, they're so tiny, you don't always see the movement.
Yeah.
And at some point you look up and you say, I'm in a completely different place.
That's good.
And so my encouragement is, what is your baby step?
Yeah.
And in 3 months, if you've been taking baby steps, you are going to look up and be in a different place, and you are worth that work.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation talking about finding connection in a fractured world. If you have questions or comments, I would love to connect on Facebook or Instagram at CounselingWith, or you can send me an email through my website, counselingwith.com.